8 minutes gone past the hour of four. You're listening to 92.3 Nigeria Info. Yes, we like to bring you good news, good talk, and good sports conversations. And you can watch us live right now on Facebook and on YouTube, Nigeria Info PH, and we are also active on X, and would like to have a conversation with you. So like I said, the last hour, or towards the end of the last hour, I would like us to talk about politics a little bit. I guess we're already overwhelmed with the political conversations this week, and we need a breather. But yes, some developments happened yesterday night and this morning in Rivers State. The report is that I guess I missed it. The report is that we have about 8 commissioners, 8 of them, who have decided to, you know, submit their resignations to the governor of Rivers State. I'm talking about Governor Simnalai Fubara. And, you know, they all thanked him. They did not state expressly or they did not state extensively, that's the word I was looking for, why they decided to resign. But as at the time I read the news last, 8 commissioners have resigned from the governor's cabinet. And this is due to the political situation, the political crisis in Rivers State. Now, according to our news bulletin, the wave of resignations that has hit the Rivers State Executive Council has continued with the resignation of 2 more commissioners in the state. Now, the Commissioner for Housing, Gift Wolu, and Commissioner for Transportation, Jacob Sin Mbina, have now resigned. Now, the Commissioner for Housing cited personal reasons for his resignation that requires immediate attention. There are also reports that the Chief of Staff, Chidi Amadi, has also resigned. Now, you would remember yesterday that one of our big stories had to do with the resignation of the Commissioner for Justice and Attorney General of Rivers State, and talking about Professor Zakias Adango. And I said yesterday, reportedly, because we could not verify, however, with the wave of resignations hitting the state, we can now say yes, indeed, that resignation was indeed true, as seen on social media. Remember, it started trending on social media and did not come from an official source. Now, other commissioners who have resigned, like I've just mentioned, the Attorney General and Commissioner for Justice, also Commissioner for Works, Alabo George Kelly, Commissioner for Special Duties, Emeka Woke, Commissioner for Social Welfare and Rehabilitation, Inime Aguma, the Commissioner for Finance, Isaac Kamalu, and the Commissioner for Education, Chinedu Umam. Now, they cited the reasons for their resignation in the separate letters. Now, the Commissioner for Works, George Kelly, said he resigned because his conscience will not allow him to stay. The Social Welfare Commissioner said she has other commitments. The Commissioner for Justice said his resignation was based on personal principles. The Educational Commissioner cited personal reasons. The River State Government Executive Council is now left with 10 commissioners out of the 18 that were in existence before this development. So we're wondering if more will go, if they will stay. We're looking at the situation as it develops, as it plays out. However, some people are insinuating, or most people are insinuating, as seen on social media, as seen on some political commentary, that the reason for the resignation may be connected with the political crisis, the political drama. And the political actors in this drama, of course, are the governor and the FCT minister. Now, it will also it will also be news for you, or maybe you probably must have heard about it, that the former spokesperson of the PDP in former spokesperson of the PDP, Darlington Orji, has resigned his position as the chief of staff to the chairman of Ikwerre Local Government chairman. I don't know what's written here, but I think the chairman of Ikoyi local government, Samuel Wanosike, and in his letter of resignation, Mr. RG said his resignation was based on his personal conviction. Oh my. We also know that the Ikoyi local government chairman, I mean, if you've been following his tweets on X, on social media, you will agree that he is a strong supporter of the FCT minister, and now his chief of staff is saying, you know what, I can't continue to work with you because of my personal conviction. And in politics, I can dare say that means that he's not on the side of the FCT minister, but is maybe I should put it that way, maybe on the side of the governor. However, in politics, there is no permanent friend, there is no permanent foe, and now we've seen people aligning and realigning, some people pledging their loyalty while other people are taking back their loyalty and giving it to someone else. But I really want to get your thoughts on this one. Just so you know, I put a call across to Gift Wolu, who was until, the spate of resignation or the wave of resignation that we've seen, the commissioner for the commissioner for housing, yeah, up until the resignation, was the commissioner for housing. I put a call across to him. He did not take my call. I've also tried to reach Gift RG, or Darlington RG, I beg your pardon. He also did not take my call, we're yet to get a response. However, I like to have this conversation with you nonetheless. And I'm thinking in three, four directions or perspectives. And the first one is, could this resignation have been out of personal reasons, indeed voluntary, like they have said it, or could it have been cajoled, in your opinion, in your calculations, looking at how the drama is playing out? Now, there are stories that some of these commissioners, or a majority of these commissioners, a plethora of them, were commissioners loyal to the FCT minister. As a matter of fact, these stories tell you and I that the commissioners were even picked by the FCT minister. Some of them served in the administration of the FCT minister when he was governor here in River State. And so it could mean that they have been asked to pick a side and they have decided to continue with their loyalty to the FCT minister. And now I'm thinking, is it that they see a future in the FCT's or the FCT minister's political relevance in River State? And so they have said, you know what, I don't think you'll be able to win this battle, so I'm leaving your cabinet. Could that have been the statement? Could that have been the thought process? Right? Remember, we have 27 lawmakers, even though some lawyers have argued that they have ceased to be lawmakers, who decided to also remain with the FCT minister and even move to the APC just because of the political situation in River State. So there is that first perspective, loyalty to the FCT minister because they think he's still very much politically relevant and will win this battle if it goes to the last day, if we cannot find a resolution like, the elder statesman Rufus Ada George is calling for. Now, the second perspective I'm looking at it from is, could it be that the governor is saying, you know what, let all hell be loose, but I'm going to have you guys leave my cabinet. I'm going to it's been the peak. What's happening to my vocabulary today? Like it's been depicted by, I think, Business Day. Is it that the governor is removing the structure of the former governor? Remember, for weeks, when this situation started, when this drama started playing out, for weeks we were trying to define what political structure is. Even though we had the former governor say, oh, the political structure, the senators, the House of Rep members, the governor, the House of Assembly members, the local government chairman, These are the structures, he said, and maybe the commissioners as well. But it looks like when you look at the structure, it has been dismantled. I mean, if we go by the arguments, you know, Falana, Okocha, Dr. Chimo, Eri Ekine, and some other lawyers who are on the side of the 27 lawmakers, when you look at all the arguments, when you look at all the debates, the structure can be said to be shaken, true or false. I don't know. You answer the question. And two reps members or federal legislators were seen today amongst a crowd here in Port Harcourt, or who were in Port Harcourt, you know, and they were chanting, "I stand with Sim. I stand with Sim." And so the structure, it looks like it is, you know, feeble, not as strong as it should be. And the governor is saying, "You know what? Let's pull it down." Could that be the situation with the resignation of the commissioners? Now, it's not my fault that we're insinuating. I reached out to the commissioners, or I reached out to one commissioner. I tried, and no statement has been made, you know, to elaborate on this situation. What personal reason? What personal convictions? What's happening to your conscience? As you know, some of them have said. However, we've seen Awaji Inombek Abiante, member representing the Andoni Opobo in Koro Federal Constituency, and we've seen Guded, representing Asari Toru, Akuku Toru Federal Constituency, my constituency, say, "Oh, okay, we stand with Sim." Which brings me to the third perspective. Is this fight taking an ethnic dimension? And if it is, will it be a good thing? I mean, obviously not. But then if it's not a good thing, then why are we using the ethnic divide system to play or to participate in this political drama happening in River State? Do forgive me, something is wrong with my vocabularies for some reason. I do not know. I keep stumbling on my words. However, my point is, it's taking an ethnic dimension, and I'm wondering. So, I'm wondering, why are we towing this path? Because it's not good for River State. It's not good, in my opinion. I wonder what your opinion is, because, I mean, we have several ethnic nationalities in River State, and I'm wondering why it is not looking like it's taking this dimension. But I'd like to get your thoughts. If you have other perspectives that you want to look at it from, I'd like to hear from you as well. But these are the three perspectives I'm looking at the resignations from. But maybe there is a fourth. Could it be also that, you know, the younger generation, and talking about those in politics, are now saying, no, we're tired of the older generation. We're tired of their structure. It is time for us to build our own structure. I'm wondering. But I hope we do not fall into the same cycle where, you know, a newbie comes into the game and then becomes a strong man and becomes stronger than the institutions. And then we begin to complain all over again. I mean, we've seen it happen all across Nigeria. We've seen it happen on several occasions. But I hope it's not the situation again. That's like the fourth perspective. I'd like to get your thoughts. 22 minutes gone past the hour of 4. I've got a commercial break coming up in about 3 minutes' time. So let's do the needful and go straight to the phone lines. And open it. 0817-923-0002 and 0817-923-0002. 23003. I like to get your towards WhatsApp number for WhatsApp messages, 0809 0306 416. On Facebook we're live, on YouTube we're live, and on X we are active, Nigerian for PH, for all three platforms. Okay, so let's get talking now. Let's see. The accountant general has all their secrets financially, so leave or be jailed. Dagogo. What do you mean by that? I mean, if he has it, is he not a party to it? Think about it from that angle. Okay. So I'm wondering, let's take this call then. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, what's your name, please?
Quickly. Yeah, good afternoon. This is Mr. Kunle from Borokri.
Kunle from Borokri, welcome. What's on your mind?
Thank you.
All right.
I know that in the past, most times when people insinuate, you always be like, no, don't let us insinuate. You can't tell for sure what happened, blah, okay. And all that.
All right.
But today now we are delving into that realm of insinuation.
Forgive me.
So now we cannot believe to some extent, based on the gale of resignation going on, that truly the FTC minister was responsible for almost all the commissioners that were appointed under Sims administration.
Mm.
Now, based on that, can you now imagine that a man is a governor and somebody somewhere is imposing people on him? Therefore, where I'm going to is this. It also means that we can insinuate and believe, if possible, that the initial thing we had about somebody wanting to collect some amount of money on a monthly basis from the state coffer is also true.
Now, somebody wants to Kole, I did not say that the commissioners who have resigned were brought in by the governor. However, I did say that there are reports of their loyalty to the former governor. I hope they are two different things. I don't know.
Welcome back to Hard Facts.
All right, 29 minutes gone past the hour of 4 now. What am I saying? 28 minutes to the 5 o'clock. 28 minutes to 5 o'clock. Oh, what's happening to my vocabulary today? I do not know. But do forgive me. I guess one of those days. I'm Khaled Agurubatibo. You're listening to Hard Facts at 92.3 Nigeria Info. And we're having a conversation. Of course, you must have heard that some commissioners in River State have resigned their positions, you know. About 8 of them currently out of the 18. I do not know if we have a new resignation yet, but they all cited personal reasons or conscience or, you know, personal endeavor for why they are deciding to leave the cabinet or the governor, similar life for Barabu. You and I know there is politics happening or playing out in River State, and the political situation is the fight for structure, as we have heard over time. And it's the fight between father and son, as we have been told. Also, there was the resignation by the chief of staff to the Ikwerre local government chairman, Darlington RG, and he also cited personal conviction, and you know, personal. I'm then asking, in politics, there is no permanent foe or permanent friend, and so we are seeing alignment and realignment, and I'm asking the question. First one, do you think the resignation may have been voluntary, or was it cajoled? Could this be the dismantling of the political structure we've been trying to define for more than a month now? How do we stop this from taking an ethnic dimension, because it will not be good for the peace of River State? And yes, could this be that a younger generation are no longer desiring the structure of the older generation? Which is it for you? Like, yeah, if you have extra perspectives to this argument or to this debate or to this conversation, I'd like to hear from you. All right, let's go to the phone line, 0817-923-0002 and 0817-923-0003. We're live on Facebook, we're live on YouTube, Nigeria Info PH, and we're active on X, Nigeria Info PH as well. On WhatsApp, 0809-030-6416. Let's start with this message. We need peace in River State. Wike should completely off his hands from SIM and the state affairs, or state affairs. He should not suffocate SIM anymore. Enough is enough. More protests is coming up against Wike, even up to Abuja, Tumba from Norwa. This one says, so all these resigned commissioners were in Sim's government as mules. Those that are complaining that Sim has not performed for 6 months now, how were they expecting Governor Sim to perform wonders with these spies and informants in the cabinet? Time to separate wheat from chaffs is now. Despite their next underground plans, River State must be liberated and the time is now. River's revolution now, Mr. John. I've got Muriel from Oak Creek. Muriel, welcome. Let's get your thoughts and let's talk for development.
Thank you, Kalada. Good afternoon.
You're welcome.
Yeah, Kalada. But during the last 3 months conversation, I just eight good minutes.
I thought we spoke together, you and I.
We did not. I have to wait online.
Okay, I probably didn't see your call, but welcome nonetheless. Sorry about that. Welcome.
All right. Well, what is happening? I want to call it a movie.
Okay.
And the title of that movie should be The Walls of Jericho Falling Down.
Okay.
Yes. And the shoes fall down, Kalada. Absolutely. In fact, I expect even the Commissioner of Works, I don't know if he's included.
Of course he has. He has resigned. Commissioner for Works has resigned.
Yeah, he should, because he was very close to the former governor. So, yeah, because I as adults, these are people that we, the people of a river state, gave the job to do. So they believe that it is not the people, the river state, they are working for. They are working for the singular person.
Don't you think this may affect the performance of this, you know, government politically and in terms of governance?
Are you talking about?
I'm asking a question. I'm asking a question.
It will never affect this team. In fact, it's going to help him.
Okay.
In fact, they are doing him good, more good than harm.
Okay.
They should move out. This is the structure the former governor is insisting on.
Mm.
And he's using his own man to pull down his structure. So it is good for the current government. He should go ahead and take out all his structures. We don't need it.
All right.
These are not structures. See, I call them monetary schemes. I don't call them structures.
All right.
Honestly.
All right, then.
Thank you, Kalada.
Thank you very much, Muriel. Let's take Victor from Rumokrushi. Yeah, Victor, welcome.
Okay, Kalada, thank you.
You're welcome.
It's a welcome development because we have young people who are there on ground. I think Governor should do the needful now. Appoint a new commissioner very fast because. Now, like, just like what you were saying, we should remember that as we are fighting the God Farrellism here now for him, just like what one of your guests said yesterday, that you should not forget that any time he wants to leave, if we empower him, he overpower and he wants to use it back on us, we will still fight him. Because River State doesn't belong to anybody, it belongs to all of us. Somebody cannot just go and sit down somewhere and be controlling us here. No, it's not possible.
Mm.
I don't know why is it that if letting somebody finish ruling River State and go to Abuja, you will sit back to fight in River State, to fight against River State. And at the end of the day, you will not succeed because River State doesn't belong to anybody. It belongs to everybody.
All right.
So it's a welcome development. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. I've got Ken from Ubumini. Welcome, Ken.
Good afternoon, once more, Kalada.
Yeah, good afternoon. Welcome.
Kalada, even if it is too late, earlier, I think I envisaged this, starting from when this quarrel or misunderstanding broke up. Imagine where the current governor will be surrendered with a whole previous government or administrators or loyalist by the FCT minister. I think this is an absolute welcome development.
But Ken,
because the current... Hello?
Yeah, let me ask you a question, Ken. These people who you now say loyalist to the FCT minister, but I mean, they were instrumental to the victory of the governor during the elections, right? Or were they not? Were they not the same people who surrounded the governor when he was, you know, asking that voters vote him into office?
Actually, they were instrumental. But the issue remains that this FCT minister, the former governor, should have allowed this man to use his own discretion if he has the capacity to lead this state as a governor. He should have allowed him to at least apply his own wisdom, not to use all his cabinet and then imposing him. This is a welcome development. Let this man breathe and then continue and to show how God will give him his own wisdom in piloting the affairs of River State. As you can. Calling from Ugum.
Thank you very much. I've got Chinenye from Ajib. Chinenye, welcome. Welcome. Let's get your thoughts, please.
Canada, what is happening? There is no sudden issue that is happening since yesterday. I think I'm happy and it's a good one indeed. Because if you see the corn, you know, rotting or something like that, the new one will not come up. So I am happy that all those people that have been appointed by the health governor that have been disturbing this state for since 2014 up to today, trying to give a major bad name and give his government bad name, is the man continuing disturbing the residents to today. Canada, if I should have my way, that man will pay for what he has caused River State today. The Labour Commission has been appointed by him that has been stopping our government here, Fugara. Let them give way. Let them give way. No work will come that will work with him and from his cabinet and his supporters. Thank you and God bless you.
Thank you very much. Chima from GRA, welcome. Chima, let's get your thoughts, please.
Thank you very much, Canada. Good evening to you and Merry Christmas.
Same to you. Welcome.
Yes. Canada, you asked a question. If the resignation of the commissioner is indeed based on personal conviction, but I can tell you without any equivocation that they have not anything to do with personal conviction. It's about loyalty to the former governor of River State. One of the commissioners who even hammer on that personal conviction, Dick Wallo, he was in a station where he was asked where his loyalty lies. He said the people of River State. So he had never even shown loyalty to the governor. Then a question was asked, who is the person who is going to checkmate you? Is it all of us who are from River State who gather to tell you what to do?
Mm.
Or he showed it clearly. That he was never loyal to the current governor. It was all about the former governor.
All right.
And it tells you how many people this man indeed has imposed on the current administration. Let me tell you something. When it has to do with issues of the appointment of chief of staff, no matter who you put as your case, you cannot interfere on that very area.
All right.
But this current governor accepted that the former governor to bring his own brother as he was passed. So it tells you clearly what is happening in the state. But I am worried, Kalada.
What are you worried about?
Time, we shouldn't be talking about this. We should be talking about development.
Mm.
Yes, sir. Just like other states, it's unfortunate.
Chima, maybe to answer the question that is bothering your mind. About 1 hour ago, the governor tweeted, and I guess he's responding to you. He said, "I make bold to say that River State is a safe haven for investment." So I guess it's thinking investment. I guess it's
that is a weapon development.
Raving investment.
That's a weapon. I drove to airport. Right. I thought that they are just flag off housing. You understand?
Yeah.
And we have never seen this before. The past administration.
All right.
This man runs down the River Street.
Anyways, thank you very much. Let's get Clement from NTO Road to tell us his mind. Clement, welcome. What is on your mind, please? I'd like to hear.
Yeah, greetings again, Mr. Kalaman.
Yeah, greetings to you. Welcome. Are you there, Clement? Okay. Robin from Water Lines. Robin, welcome. What is on your mind?
Yes, thank you, Canada. From the beginning, I said that River State does not belong to PDP, APC, Labour, or any other party. The River State belongs to all of us. They said, no, it's the father and son. And I said again that if a father and son take their fight to the playground or Market Square, it becomes a community fight. People thought it was a joke. Look at where we are today. But for me, I will not forget to quote the current governor, His Excellency Siminalaye Fubara. He said, the former governor remained my Oga. My Oga is my Oga. And he needs peace. But I cannot have peace without justice. That is my question. As he swing for peace, I am asking for justice. What is good for the goose is good for the gander.
River
State does not belong to one man or anybody. It belongs to me, inclusive. Good afternoon.
All right, good afternoon, Robin. Let's see. I've got Kalu from Rumolumeni. Kalu, welcome. After Osita, I would have to look at the message inbox and read some messages now. Let's get your thoughts, Kalu.
Okay. Mr. Kalu, good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon to you.
Yes, Kalu, I come and collect from your friend, Mamini.
All right, then.
Let me look into the issue. Everybody has been putting mouth and giving his or her own ideas. My brother, honestly speaking, the issue going on between the ex-governor and the current governor is not something anybody can just keep. Because whatever affects eyes also affects nose. Let me tell you the truth, my brother. When this campaign started, I saw the way Wiki was carrying Fubara along. And I saw what is going to be the outcome. Canada, do you know if I call some station, lament about that closeness and the Wiki ambition? If I call the next one, they will not take my call. I'm telling you the gospel truth. Because I have known who Wiki is. Wiki claim as if he has rivers in mind. They have rivers at hand. Every time, what will give rivers people? What will be for rivers? What are going to give my people? We cannot have rivers at hand at all. They have no anything to do with rivers in mind. What we can want is his own personal interest.
What if okay, Kalu.
By having rivers, the same thing happened to their speech. This other state was made in 1991. Canada, since 1998, how many years Abia State was under that thing of God Canarism? We can't want to claim the Bajagabab of River State. You cannot give what you don't have.
Right.
There is people who fought for the liberation of River State.
There are
people who struggle.
Kalu, I've got to go
for
now.
Them to make this state.
I have got to go. All right, thank you very much. Osita from Rumo C, welcome.
Canada, how are you?
I'm doing great. Welcome.
You see, myself and so many other people, commentators on your show, some of us tried to say this thing in the past. We saw it come. And we understand you have to be professional with your job, and then the air takes you on the air. You try to stop us, you don't try to say some certain things. Yeah, something. I told you, if you remember, on this station, that if this governor allow these guys to regroup again, they will fry him alive.
Oh, you said so. I remember.
There is no forgiveness for political sin.
And then I argued with you on that day because I remember vividly. I said, what if they put things aside and forgive each other? I mean, it's still possible. It's still very feasible.
And I told you that they are never going to do that. And I also said on that day, I asked a simple question for the people who are in support of the former governor. I said, will Governor Wike ever take such a thing from anybody, no matter how highly placed? Not even the president. He will move to destroy the president if he tries to impeach him. So why is he dishing it out to someone else? So the point is that this governor has got to rise up with the balls of steel.
If he's still trying to do this, now my papa born, my mama will give me governorship and the papa and mama son. Forget it. They will pick him up.
All right.
He has got to fight back. And then the people of the state should not allow this thing to take an ethnic dimension because he's headed there. I'm don't seeing the River Rhine people sit down, watch their governor just pushed aside like a little boy, using some people from the River Rhine to support it. The governors, the commissioners will go. You come collecting for the past 8 years, you have been collecting.
Okay.
Allow other people to collect.
Okay.
What is the big deal about commissioners resigning? Is that if they had not placed themselves, if they had not brought themselves so low, with all their qualifications, would they be left to be pushed around?
But Osita,
inherit my enemy.
Osita, let's look at it. I like how you've expressed your thoughts, but let's look at it from this other angle. You said something about regrouping. What if this spate of resignations or bout of resignations are also the other divide regrouping to come again? What if that's what it is?
All of them are expected, my brother.
Okay.
They're all part of the game.
I see.
Because, I mean, think about it. It's just like you now making your family. I mean, okay, maybe you and your neighbor is quarreling over something, or even in your family, you now have to allow your children to inherit your enemy that you didn't know what that didn't know what started and where it was headed to. That doesn't make sense. That's what you're just playing out.
All right.
You know, I just hope that the guy gets up now, realizes that he is a governor. And listen, the former governor is not strong or powerful. People think he is. The only thing that made him strong and powerful was the pulse of the River State that he sat on for 8 years. Who knows him before now? So the governor presently is sitting on that pulse. So he got to understand how to use it. The greatest power.
Are you saying that they should use the purse of River State to fight a political war? Is that what you advise?
That is what it has always been, my brother.
That's an aberration.
Governor Dele was powerful. He was powerful in his days because he was able to build the whole bridges with the River State resources. As soon as the bridges collapsed.
All right. Let's pause here now. Let's stop here now. But thank you very much, Osita from Rumusi. Let's read some messages. A lot of them have poured in. Adi Oji Okocc on Facebook says, we play undemocratic political games. Koche Joab says, I'm really happy the setting three commissioners were resigned. And please help me tell them to carry their secretaries along them. Oh, okay. You probably have personal grievances with them, I guess. Annie Amagboruju Jr. says, I thought you wanted to avoid Rivers politics today. Anyway, you can run away from the latest political music raining in the air. Kalada, I suspect a likely tsunami at the Supreme Court that may not favor Governor Sim, or maybe. My question is, instant resigning... Oh, I don't get that part. Instead of resigning in trickles, why not do as a group with a spokesman to do the talking? Okay. Let's see. Also, Francis Inamani says, greetings from here. The wave of resignation in River State is not a good signal at all. May God help us. And then Ogo Ojun Justice says, Fubara should have known that these actions of commissioner's resignation will occur and then reshuffled or dissolved his cabinet long ago instead of the embarrassing gale of resignation we are seeing. And Gote Ene Samuel says, this purification process is what is needed now in River State. We are all stakeholders in different spheres. No one man can claim monopoly of the state. Governor Singh should be allowed to change the narrative. We are happy with his leadership style. And Jones P says, there is more to their resignations, but it will unfold with time, and I agree. Naomi Beretam says, those commissioners who are resigning are persons forced on the governor by the self-acclaimed godfather. They have to leave to show their loyalty to their self-acclaimed godfather. And Jimbo Baraye, Caribon Nelson says, a lawless society breeds anarchy and holds back economic development because of bad political approach of our so-called politicians. Presently, Rivers people should support the one that has the genuine willpower and moral rectitude to insist on good governance, the rule of law, for the security of life and properties of the electorates for the development of this state.